Economics lecturer at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Andre Horton, believes that in seeking to stabilize the country's economy, taxation, when compared to borrowing, is the preferred option. He recently sat down with Ian Boyne to share his views.
If it's a matter of borrowing more or taxation,
yeah,
wherever the taxation hits,
yeah,
which is preferable?
So we face two possible options. Mm-hmm. It's either borrowing more on one hand, or increasing taxes or cutting government spending.
That's right. So it's
either borrowing or adjusting fiscal policy.
Okay.
Now, borrowing is definitely out.
All right.
So we lose this hand.
All right.
Borrowing is definitely out. Because given the targets that we're trying to meet, mm-hmm, we definitely cannot borrow.
Okay.
Now, let's balance it out now. Mm-hmm. Either cut spending or collect some taxes.
Yes. Taxes that are collectible.
Cutting spending is going to hamper our developmental efforts.
Right. Your prospects of growth.
Because spending is at its bare minimum, mm-hmm, now. Cutting spending means that we're not going to get the roads we want. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get the highways developed
the
properly. We're not going to get the schools running
health
in order.
Facilities.
We have health problems.
Yes.
So these are great problems that we're going to face, mm-hmm, if the government is going to cut spending. So we wouldn't want the government to cut spending. What's the other option? Increase taxes marginally so that it has little impact on the people, mm-hmm, and have a great impact on our developmental,
yes,
objectives.
Yes.
So that is a trade-off,
yes,
and it's a plausible trade-off, mm-hmm, because when you look at it, we have to think long run. Everything cannot be about today and what is happening today. That has been our problem.
That's a very important
Our problem has been because we don't want to face up to the responsibility. Now, we delay our payments, which is delaying the payment of taxes, which is what our fathers did while we are in a problem now. So if we delay our payment for our children, they are going to be in a bigger problem than we are now. So why not cover it now and get everything tight now? Which is what we have to do. We have to get everything tight now so that in the future we can have a better economic platform and we can have a better overall macroeconomy. Everybody agree. Jamaica is one of the most antagonistic countries where it comes down to tax. We pay tax for everything. Every single thing we pay tax. But at the same time, it is us who put ourselves in this position. And it is us who have to get ourselves out of this position. We can't delay anything else for our children to solve anymore.
Yeah.
We have to take the responsibility upon ourselves and handle it now, tighten up government efficiency, and tighten up how we monitor ourselves at this present time.
It has been precisely this temptation to always postpone the difficult decisions, which has made our economic condition so precarious.
Yeah. We've always been making moves to please the people. And at the same time, we've always been making moves to make ourselves look good in the people's eye. What this means delaying important decisions. We've come to the end of the road where that is concerned. We cannot borrow a dollar more because when we borrow, it's not as if you're paying back just the principal. You're paying back principal plus interest given the time. And the longer the time you take to pay it back, the more this principal, the more this interest. So borrowing is out of it. It is now putting everything under fiscal policy, which is what is important.
Economics lecturer at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Andre Horton, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
Here's a business development opportunity from the NHT.
Do you live in an NHT housing scheme? Do you have an innovative idea or a business ready for takeoff?
Now start or grow your business through the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge.
Get business mentorship and training. Be among top enterprises to share a development awards package of over $10 million.
Enter the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge today. Deadline May 16. Visit nht.gov.jm or any NHT office for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.